Just a warning, this episode features some explicit language. You're listening to Scratch Take, a podcast where songwriters tell the story behind their craft. I'm Jeremy Katzenstein. Andrea Silva is a Colombian singer-songwriter who is currently living in Los Angeles. In this episode, Andrea talks about listening to music vibes first, writing stupid songs for boys, and why she finds it easier to write in English than to write in Spanish.
My name is Andrea Silva. To me, there's like three dimensions. So the first thing I would say, it's like lyrics and melody, which is like the first dimension, which is the first thing, you know, because it's what everyone can sing by themselves. Like, you don't need any instruments. You just need a human body, you know? And then there's the chords, you know, whatever instrument that it's added after, like a guitar or whatever, whoever does that acoustic thing. And then there's the sonic part, which is like sounds and vibrations that aren't even like, you know, real instruments, but create like that, you know, after effect of it. Holy fuck, I don't know. I still, my instinct is to listen sonically first because English is not my first language. So I don't know, I listen, I hear melody and like vibe and mood first. Well, a few months ago, I started like listening a lot to Radiohead. And there was this song from OK Computer called, it was Let Down, but if I listen to it right now, I might be like, oh, never mind, you know? Because I feel like also with music, everything plays a part. It's the same like with a painting or whatever. Whatever mood or whatever has happened to you that leads you to like presence that moment of a song or whatever, it like very so much. So like mentally the place I was a few months ago listening to this is so different from where I'm at right now. But yeah, Let Down I really like because the guitar plays like such an independent part and it creates this like conflict but at the same time like perfect mess. And even though they don't fuck with like electronic sounds that much, the tone and everything that they achieve with like electric guitar and production, it's so vibey, it's so trippy, you know? And lyrics are still great. And you can play that song by yourself with a guitar or just by yourself. You can sing it and it's still so good. And it makes so much sense. Yeah, so like my first single, It's Away, and like, it's so funny because people really like that song, but I hate it. Because I feel like it has no, it doesn't tell a story, it's all vibes, you know? So every time I play it by myself with guitar, yeah, the melody's good, you know? And it feels nice. And I mean, it was the first single I put out anyway. But it doesn't have that, I don't know. Well, I'm very judgeful of myself anyway, so I very much hate everything that I have so far, but I want to write better all the time. So production-wise, I feel like I've either gotten the vibe very well, but not a solid story. Or a solid story and not the right vibe. And it's such a fine line. It's such a fucking fine line because only a few songs have that. And a few songs make it with just a great chorus, you know? And that's all people need. And they'll stand through the whole rest, what, 2 minutes and a half extra of the song that they don't, like, really care for just so that chorus comes, you know? I feel like if you get to do it all and it has, like, finesse and, like, a very fine line, it takes you places. It's amazing. But I'm no one to judge my music because I feel like as soon as you put your music out, it's not yours anymore. It's like whatever experience gives to people. I was raised in Colombia in a very close society. So the music I was listening to was nothing like good or rebel. You know, I only got exposed to actually good music when I moved here. Dude, I'm talking about like reggaeton, mainstream pop. Like that's all I would hear. I would hear a lot of, like my dad, he would play a lot of, like, South American like writers that are kind of in the folky like side. But the thing with South American music is that it's so dramatic. Everyone is so dramatic in the writing, and it's such a poetic but dramatic language.
Yo no sé creer que las mató el tiempo y la ausencia, pero su tren.
So I would just listen to that. So my songs were the pussiest shit ever, and I was such a pussy, and I was such a fucking stupid little girl that was just like dying. And I don't know why I started writing. It's so funny because nobody in my family does music. And I was like 4, and my primary school teacher heard me sing, and she like put me in the choir, and then she taught me guitar. But like that's why I'm so bad at guitar, because I was never like, you know, like I was taught by like a primary school teacher. But I don't know, I had a huge crush on a boy, and I was like, I'm gonna write him a song. And like I did it, and I remember I recorded it. I used to have a Dell computer, and you know, they had those like little built-in mics. Oh my god, dude, that was my jam, you know? So that's where I recorded it. And during those times, we had, I don't know, Ares, which was like that webpage where you could like download illegal music. And this guy had an account in it, so he put it up there. And then the next day, they were completely private. And once I sent it to one person. And the next day, they were playing it like at the events of my school. And it was the shittiest recording. I couldn't keep time with my guitar. I've like blocked all of those memories from my brain so I can live with myself. Well, my music is kind of dramatic, I guess. I mean, they're all sad songs, you know. I feel like I can't write from anything that is not, you know, sad. But I just feel like English is such a it's a much more welcoming language for writers, because with a shorter amount of words you can say a lot, and metaphorically, like you don't have to have like such literal meanings. So I have one song in Spanish that I'm going to send you that I wrote. It's called Rosas Negras. That's the only song I've been able to write. And like, because my writing is not consistent, so I can spend like 4 months without being able to finish the song. And when they come to me, they just come, and I just put them down, and that's it. And this one, the melody, like, people really like the melody and everything. The lyrics are, you know, trying to play it cool, but still such a dramatic song. Because you can't help not being dramatic in Spanish. It's so weird. It's difficult, though, you know, because I don't want to, like, stop writing in Spanish and like be like, oh, I'm too cool for Spanish, because it's nothing like that, you know. But it is a challenge because it gets really complicated. I don't know, it's just so many words. It's also a very like violent language, not violent in that way, it just has so many consonants. Well, English has more vowels, so it's easier to rhyme or like combine, as in Spanish it isn't, I feel like. So the thing, I feel like it's easier to write in Spanish if you're from the coast and you can like have some slang and like put them together, you know, and make them like dancey, you know, that's why like reggaeton works or shit like that, you know. But if you want to do folk music, it's different. Like to me, I just have all these like separated bubbles of ideas, and only a few times I have like moments of clarity when I can put them together. And during those times, I can write like a song a day for a short period of time, but then it's gone. Might be just my ADD and not anything else, but everything. I mean, I feel like a song either comes together or it doesn't, you know. Like Away was gonna be called something else, I forget. In Away, I just wrote the melody to the track, and then I was like, I'll just add lyrics later, and that song almost died because none of the lyrics felt right. Until I had to change like the complete form, and then Away came. And it came because the lyrics came to me just like at once. Otherwise, I couldn't have finished it. So either the song comes to you complete, like, you know, with the idea, with the lyrics making sense, with the melody, or it doesn't. Like, you can't just have pieces of a song and put it together. At least I can't. I know that every song I write is not good, you know? Just a few of them are, you know, going to be good. But I just keep writing because it's a muscle that you have to practice, like, you know, stimulate. And it's like that creative thing inside of you and you just got to keep doing it. So that and like every song you start, you got to finish it. Otherwise, you can't move on and you like get used to not finishing ideas. And also with him, it's like how we came up with the fact that we realized that a song is not yours. It just comes to you, the whole package. And you, like, this is gonna sound really hippie, but I'm like a firm believer that like everything, it's energy in this world, you know? And a song is kind of that. It's like, if you can write songs, you just kind of grab that vibration thing that comes to you and you like translate it into something that everyone can hear, you know? Yeah. So in the end, it's kind of not yours. But it is because it comes from like personal experiences. So.
Thanks so much to Andrea Silva for coming on to Scratch Take. Visit scratchtake.com for a link to Andrea's SoundCloud page, where you'll find all of her most recent releases. You'll also find a complete playlist of all of the songs featured in today's episode. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more deep dives into the minds of songwriters.